Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.
It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy with financial advisor Gary Gardner.
Hello, everyone.
And Vicki Miller, Director of Operations.
Hello.
Well, good morning, guys. What do we have on tap for today?
You know, I just thought about this. I was looking and listening to you introduce the show, and you know, the title of this show has been Safe Investing in the New Economy for years. And I think we've done this show so many times. Jim and I have been on here for years. We got Vicki joining us now. And I think sometimes we forget that the new economy is new today. You know, last week on the show, we talked about watershed moments with COVID-19, you know, how it's affected our economy, how it's affected our jobs, how it's affected our income. So when I heard you say that, I thought, you're right. Every show is about a new economy. And that doesn't mean things are changing every day, but think about it. Over the last year, as we're dealing with COVID, now COVID-19 Delta variant, what has changed in your life? What's changed?
How about my work habits? My work habits have changed.
How?
Well, they've changed because now at a certain point last year, we were working remotely. We were reducing the amount of face-to-face contact. We were having more Zoom meetings and finding ourselves more technologically using technology more, I guess. And that was something that we didn't do a whole lot of before this happened, before our lives changed. And I do agree with you about one thing. Our future is now. I mean, think about how it's been over the past decade and even over the past 10 years being that decade. But think about how it's changed even over the past year. I mean, for some of us, I mean, some of our careers have stalled, possibly.
Yep.
And we've had to make changes because of that stalling. Either we've had to consider our retirement before our employer has, you know, while our
right.
You know, we've had to consider that. We've had to consider how we were going to pay for our essentials. We've had to consider how we were going to pay for maybe even some of us now with the housing market going up. Maybe we had to consider about relocation, finding a new house, you know, and taking care of those expenses, all because of our life and how it's been affected within the past year.
And, you know, we talk about all these things affecting our life today. And, of course, you know, our business is helping people plan for retirement. And retirement planning is not something that happens over one day or one week or one month. It's something that you consciously make small decisions over and over so that your ideal retirement, and that's what I like to call it. Everybody can call it something different. So that your ideal retirement is what you think it should be. You know, once in a while I like to just ask someone, just close your eyes for a minute. Just close your eyes for 30 seconds. Now, don't do it now, because obviously you'll stop listening to me. But close your eyes for 30 minutes and think of what you want your retirement to be. And it's going to be different for all of us. So, you know, there's no one cookie cutter approach that works for everybody. There's no one financial strategy that works for everybody. And I think the thing that we try to do when a client comes in is we try to ask them a very broad question. what is it affecting your life today? Is it, do you need additional income? Do you need to manage costs for different expenses? Are you all of a sudden caring for a child that's had to move back in the house because COVID's affected their job? Have your parents or other family members had health issues? We see this all the time. You'd just be amazed at how many times someone comes in our office and 1 month they look like they're the picture of health, and they come in 6 months or a year later and, oh my gosh, what happened? Well, I had this happen or I had this happen. So, you know, a lot of things we can't control in our retirement, but there are a lot of things we can control, and that's what we try to help people look at. Vicki, I know we're talking about the people that are listening to us, but how do you think COVID has affected a lot of their jobs? You just mentioned one a minute ago. Think about our client that came in the other day. What was she dealing with?
This young lady had been working in a government job, and obviously her employer was thinking about her retirement way before she ever thought she would. And they came into her, and they said, listen, you have this option. You can retire, and she's very young. And she wanted to continue to work, or you can relocate. Mm-hmm. She didn't want to relocate, and she certainly wasn't expecting for her employer to walk into her that morning. She had, you know, been there like she had done every day and say, hey, it's time for you to consider retirement. She was flabbergasted. I mean, she was just like, I get up every day, I go to work. I have this phone that my company gives to me, and it's attached to my hip mm-hmm. all the time. And then I woke up one morning, and suddenly I didn't have to go to my laptop. I didn't have to answer the phone. I didn't have a phone I was carrying around. I felt like I was missing something. And then she said, and you know what I'm going to miss the most? Is having that steady income coming in, because I like getting that paycheck.
Right. And some people don't need the income every month. You know, depending on how you've saved, some people are better savers than others. But most of us are used to having a weekly, monthly, biweekly, an income that we know we can count on every, you know, on at a regular frequency. Well, when you retire, you generally rely, it's just what most people think about, they rely on thinking about one income, and that's Social Security. Social Security was never supposed to be an income for us. It was supposed to help people that could not take care of themselves, that didn't plan for themselves. And I said this on the show before, Social Security started in about 1935, round about there. And the average age of retirement, or the age of retirement, was 65. But the average lifespan back then was about 58. So statistically, almost no one was going to be able to get those benefits because they're never going to live long enough. Today, it's the exact opposite. You know, we're living lots longer. And we talked about things that are risk factors for affecting your retirement last week. One of the largest risk factors is living long enough, which, you know, we all kind of like to do. I like getting up in the morning and, you know, I have my little routine. Everybody's routine is different, but, you know, I like waking up in the morning. Now, if my priest is telling me the truth, when I don't wake up any morning, I'm going to probably be still pretty happy. But I still got to deal with the realities when I'm waking up here. And longevity is one of the things that most people kind of take for granted. They think, you know, I'm going to live a long time. I've been saving my money. Well, how long is your money going to last? Have you ever really sat down and put a pencil to it and said, I've got this much. Oh, how long am I going to live? 15 years, 20 years, 30 years? That's what we help people look at.
Mm-hmm. And to do that with a professional, a financial professional, you can call 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. How you like that? I tried to do it like you. Yeah. I'm just feeding her ego a little bit since she's...
Okay, sure. And don't forget to jump onto our website, which is monitored 24/7. That's at AskJimBird, that's BYRD.com. And leave your questions, comments, and I'll get back with you, usually soon as I see it. And Gary, you were mentioning, you know, the importance of Social Security, and there are lots of different things with Social Security that, you know... if most people aren't aware of that, you know, you have about 12 months after you apply to withdraw your application. And I was reading an article yesterday, and it was actually talking about widow benefits.
Right.
And so there are many different aspects to think about if in some time between 2019 or 2020, if some life-changing event happened to you in your Social Security and that was your main you know, source of income or a large part of it, you know, there were things to consider with filing with Social Security. You know, it's definitely an option that most retirees are faced with, you know, as they're getting back into the workforce, because if they weren't working as many hours, maybe they weren't receiving the same kind of pay that they were getting as it is calculated toward their Social Security payments when they're ready to file.
Right. And here's something most people probably don't realize. You know, we talk about our retirement age being 65, and really for most people, that's not your real retirement age. For me, being born in 1954, my full retirement was 66. That's when you can collect your full Social Security benefits, and if you're still working, you can make as much as you want. But realistically, and this has been happening more and more in the last few years, people are retiring around 62. Not so much, well, some are retiring because they want to retire. Others are retiring because of the same thing that you just mentioned. You know, their employers, and you say they're thinking more about their retirement than the employee. Employers are just trying to have to figure out how to be more efficient and how to do much more with either the same amount of people or less people, because cost of living for everything is going up. Here's something that I just read on Social Security the other day. I hope it doesn't happen. Now, this is kind of, you're going to say, why? Every year as a Social Security recipient, I get a cost of living raise. Usually it averages around 1.5%, 2.5%. Well, this last year, because our inflation is higher because of what COVID has been doing for our economy, our cost of living for Social Security could potentially go up almost 5%. Now, wow, on the face of it, you want to say, well, that's great. I'm going to get 5% more money. That's great if you're on the end of that. Well, where's that money coming from? The money's coming from the federal government, whose obligation to us is going to go up by 5%. Well, where does the federal government get their money? They get it from us. They get it from us in the form of taxes. So somehow they've either got to cut spending, which I'm sorry, they're not very good at cutting spending, or they've got to raise taxes. So, you know, Social Security is a wonderful thing. And we've talked on this program about when you should take it. It depends on where you are. If you can delay taking your Social Security payments after 65, let's say you get to 65. Well, if you don't file for your Social Security between 65 and 70, there's almost an 8% increase in the dollars that you're going to receive from Social Security. So one of the things we looked at is how can we put together an income plan to give you a bridge, to give you a few years where you can let those Social Security benefits grow before you turn them on. Obviously, it's not for everyone, because most of us are going to depend on Social Security for most or some of our income in retiring. That's just the way things are. Different people save in different ways. So, you know, Social Security is very, very, very important.
It is, and that's why it's also a good reason to stop and look at what you have already done. You know, you've probably already, if you've been in a job that offers a 401k, you've probably been paying into that maybe a good 10, 12 years for some people.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe even longer, you know. And then so it's that having that last full year of your working income, I think by the time you're ready to retire, I mean, that's pretty important. And you know, I mentioned earlier on one of the previous shows, you know, go back, sign in to the socialsecurity.gov website and just check your Social Security deposits that have been made in there. Now, I don't know if many people do that, but it's always kind of a good idea, because while you're still with your employer, you know, you can go back and just check that out, because that might be a large part of your income when you're ready to retire.
Yeah,
so that's also always a good reason to just go ahead and still make sure that your retirement goals are still consistent, you know, with your plans when you are ready to retire. And that's the importance of talking with somebody like a third party who's outside of that, so that you can maybe look at sustaining you know, the impact of what's been going on around you, and that's why it's a good time to call our office at 625-1226.
Yep. 625-1226 or 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And I'll tell you what, since I'm so used to doing this, like you said, go to our website 24/7. You can leave a question about any aspect of retirement planning. And, you know, you mentioned Social Security. It is a very good idea to set up your own Social Security account. It's secure. You do it with passwords and things. And every year, you will get a statement from Social Security showing what your contributions are and what your expected Social Security benefits will be at different age points. So that's something you can begin to watch. It's, you know, more information is always good, because when you have more information, you can make better informed decisions. So, you know, Social Security is an important part of what's going to sustain us in retirement. What about health care? And this happens all the time. I'm just going to take this from you for a minute. Here's something we see quite often. A couple comes in, one of them's ready to retire. They've both been using one person's health insurance for years because it's economically best to be under a health plan that is maybe employer-provided, employer-sponsored, and when they get ready to retire, if they're not exactly the same age, if both of you aren't 65, we have couples come in, one of them 65, one of them is maybe 60. All of a sudden, you have to go out and look for private insurance in the insurance market to bridge that other partner for a period of time. It's a cost that a lot of people don't think about, because we get lulled into being happy and complacent with what we've been doing. You were talking, Victoria, you were talking about 401ks a second ago. Let me give you a tip about your 401k. And I bet even a guy like Dave Ramsey would agree with this. In your 401k, if you're young, well, anyone really, you should always put as much in your 401k as your employer is matching. Now, if you don't have an employer match, every employer doesn't match it, but at least contribute up to what your employer is matching. Because here's something people forget about with 401ks. With a 401k, you are putting money in a deferred tax account. If you're 30, you really can't touch that money till you're 59 and a half. So it's a good idea to be participating in a 401k, but don't put so much in it. And I made this mistake myself. I was putting all of my money in a tax-deferred account. Well, that's great if you expect your taxes to be lower when you retire. That was our parents' expectations. They expected when they retire, their income would be lower, their expenses would be lower, and therefore their taxes would be lower. Well, people are finding today that you really need about 85-90% of your pre-retirement income to support you in retirement, and it's because most of us don't want to change our lifestyle. We want to keep doing the same kind of things we were doing when we retired, and we want to do some more things. Well, if we don't have that steady income coming in, then it makes it a little more difficult to do that. So one aspect of retirement planning that we look at is providing your own guaranteed income in addition to Social Security. Have something there that you know you can count on every month, every quarter, however you want it to come to you, but have something there that you know you can count on so you can deal with anything else that comes up, because things are going to change. Who would have thought a lot of us couldn't go to work for 5 or 6 months last year due to COVID? We couldn't do our dinner seminars because restaurants were closed. So that was a major avenue that we introduced ourselves to our clients with, or potential clients. So we had to make some adaptions. We did webinars. Webinars are way different than doing a live event. But it was something we had to change in our plan to keep us on track. In your own life, you have changes like that. When you're planning for retirement, I think I said this last week, you have to plan for the long game. If you're a football fan, you have to plan for the fourth quarter, because you can't run out of gas before the game's over. That was what made Bear Bryant so great. I think the conditioning of his players was so good that when everybody else was in the fourth quarter and they were just tired, he still had fresh players, and probably he had some extra players too that he could kick in there. But, you know, when you look at retirement, you have to plan for the long game, and you have to look at multiple financial strategies to make sure that no matter what happens, you know, I would never put everybody completely in the stock market. Stock market's a great place when you're young, but you also need to be diversifying even when you're young, because things happen.
That's right. Things do happen. And because of that, you know, you were mentioning about cost and spending and expenses and how much healthcare was. We won't spend a lot of time on healthcare because I think we talk about that a lot. And I think we talk about Social Security a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with healthcare, it is good to just sit down and just kind of, you know, look at how much you spent maybe in the past year overall, because if you are considering retirement or already in retirement, you know, for some people, that cost of health care might actually exceed what their monthly income is, and it might be more difficult for them to cover those expenses. And that's why it's also good to just sit down and just kind of reevaluate and know what you're spending and how much you're spending a month is, and how much of that percentage actually represents your total I guess net worth, assets,
budget?
I mean, I don't budget that's a good word for it.
I used to hate that,
you know,
word.
But I mean, knowing that might cause you to maybe adjust some of your spending so that you can make up that cost. And you know, something that you didn't mention while you were talking about health care, that we've had some people come in and just talk with us and share some of their experiences, especially the children with their parents who are getting later on in stage, or maybe have been diagnosed with like dementia and and things of that nature. You know, long-term care expenses are difficult to gauge, I'm finding, because it would depend on your state, it depends on your room, it depends on, you know, at what your income level is. I mean, I haven't had to experience that yet, and I hope I never do, but just with, you know, the conversations that you guys have had and the kids that have come in with some of their parents, you know, that really is a concern for them, because they're ending up having to take care of mom and pop. You know,
And
even some of them are having to relocate just because of that reason in long-term care. So nothing's really ever permanent, I guess, is what we're kind of saying.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why it's always good to just kind of reach out and just let somebody help you do that, because you're going to need to be able to keep up with those costs.
Right.
As far as like managing maybe even mom and dad's estate, you know, possibly. And that's a big concern, too, because, you know, we had another experience come through the office, and this older lady was, her daughter-in-law was taking care of her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you know, I feel bad because she quit her job to take care of me. And she felt bad about that. So
the mom feeling bad about her daughter having
to
take care of her.
The daughter-in-law. The mother-in-law was feeling bad that the daughter-in-law quit her job.
Oh, yeah.
To take care of her. But they had to do that, you know, because she needed that help. So, you know, there are all kind of things that can happen, and that's why it's important to talk with someone. You know, as I said before, no decision is final. You don't have to do this on your own. We may not have every answer, but we might have a answer, and definitely hopefully start a conversation with you so that you start thinking about things that maybe have been unpleasant and you hadn't want to think about until now, given the situation. And that's why it's important to call us at 625-1226.
That's 625-1226 or 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And, of course, website's there 24/7. Ask Jim Bird. That's BYRD. AskJimBird.com. Victoria, and sometimes I call you Vicky, sometimes I call you Victoria. You just mentioned something about long-term care. Here's something that we see quite often, and probably a lot of people don't think about. Long-term care can be care for a chronic illness. It can be care for a terminal illness. Now, obviously, you don't want any of these to happen, but they do happen. As we do a review on someone's life insurance policies, did you realize that in some life insurance policies, I won't say many because people buy different types of life insurance, but in many life insurance policies, there are funds in there that you can access for long-term care. A lot of people don't think about that. They think, oh, you know, my parents bought life insurance. It was for the death benefit. Well, there's a whole lot of things today that you can use life insurance for other than a death benefit. You know, I was mentioning a IRA or 401k. If you're 30 years old, instead of putting all your money in an IRA, which you can't touch till you're 59 and a half, which is obviously going to grow tax deferred and give you some security later on in life, you can consider the option of using a whole a life insurance plan where you're putting money in just like you're putting it in your 401k, but you're putting it in after taxes. So it's not taxed the same way that a 401k is, that you're putting in money that you can't touch till you're 59 and a half. In a life insurance program, as it's building cash value, you can access that cash value. And when you access that cash value, it is not considered income. So it doesn't cause you a tax burden. People need to think in different ways about using different resources. That's what we help people look at. Where are your resources for taking care of the needs you're going to have at any stage of your life? Retirement is one of them. I like helping people plan for their retirement because I've been there. You know, I'm not going to tell you my age, but I retired. I planned everything out. I didn't plan for my life to take a big change and fall in love and get married and then, you know, go back to work. I didn't go back to work because I had to. I went back to work because I felt guilty about sitting at home. But wow, I found another career that I love because I love helping people. And it's fun. It's fun to deliver good news. It's not fun to deliver tough news when someone's not saved enough and hasn't started early enough and hasn't planned. But that's just part of what we deal with every day. We help people look at where they are. We help them find the resources that they can have to stretch their money, to take care of part of the longevity aspect of retirement.
And that's why it's important to start thinking about how you're going to be able to manage things. You know, I don't know if you've heard what's been going on up on Capitol Hill a lot, but they're talking about a lot of the state taxes changes and inheritance taxes with it, you know, and that's all part of things that most people don't think about as far as like managing some of your portfolio. That's very critical, you know, discovering how to make the most of what's in there in those taxes certainly could work to your benefit, you know, and that's why it's always important to just sit down and talk with someone that might offer a different perspective for you. You know, we can help, or you and Jim can help make recommendations. I don't make any recommendations, but you know, you can offer recommendations on how to help protect the wealth that they've worked so hard for. And you know, a lot of people have done so many good things and have been so smart, but it's just kind of really time to just stop, reevaluate, and make sure that what you started with is going to keep up with all of the changes that are happening. So that's why it's important to give us a call, come by our office, and let us talk with you, let Jim and yourself talk with individuals, and you know, let's just kind of reevaluate, see if we're still spending, see if we're still on the same track, see if what we have is still what we need,
and see what's changing. And you just reminded me, you know, we didn't even touch on how future taxes are going to affect your retirement. We're going to talk about that on our next show next week. We'll dive more into how do you reduce your taxes in retirement? How can you protect yourself from some tax increases that many people are saying are inevitable, that we're going to have to deal with? So
thank you for listening and tuning in, and we do appreciate all of our radio listeners. And listen, if you guys are listening to us and right now isn't the time and you just want to gather some information, take advantage of going to our website and just leaving us some questions. We're not going to hold your feet to the fire just to give you information, but do go to AskJimBird.com. That's BYRD.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions,
you've been listening to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. For your complimentary consultation, call 625-1226 or toll free 877-251-1984. Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.